everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And coming up on this week's show, well, later we're going to be talking to Newcastle Town, who've received funding from the Trident Community Foundation to help support their great work that they're doing with their clubhouse and their food bank. But before that, let's go to South Shields. South Shields, loads of activity both on and off the pitch, including works to improve Mariners Park. And for more on this, we should be joined now down the other end of the phone by Chief Executive at South Shields. It's a welcome back to the show to Lee Picton. Well, Lee, a big thank you for joining us, and lots of exciting stuff going on at South Shields. Any followers of the club's Twitter feed in recent days will have seen ground improvements and all kinds of stuff going on there at Mariners Park. Tell us a bit more about the plans for the stadium and where it's heading.
Yeah, certainly, Ben. It certainly is a very exciting time. You know, we've tried to flip this challenge that we're all, you know, collectively facing together with the pandemic into a bit of an opportunity for us. So, you know, we've been given an unusually long amount of time in terms of lead up to next season. So, you know, we've taken the bold step to embark on a really major upheaval and development at the site of the stadium. So we're really, really excited about, you know, the ongoing project, which is hopefully the building of a new 1,000-seater stand with, you know, facilities in the undercroft of the structure as well, which will improve hopefully our match day experience for our fans. But it's just you know, we've obviously been working with the architects, and it's really exciting to see the ideas come to life on paper, so to speak. So we're massively looking forward to hopefully getting green light in terms of planning permission from the council, which we're hoping to get a decision on in the next couple of weeks, and then fingers crossed with a decent prevailing wind, so to speak, we can try and get this done before the start of next season.
And for those unaware, this is the side opposite the clubhouse. So if you've been there, you've got the main entrance, haven't you, from Shaftesbury Avenue, and it's
that's
that
correct.
Stand there. You know, is it one step at a time with regards to ground development, or are we going to see like a Salford City Moor Lane kind of thing, where, you know, one season you leave the ground with one stand, and then next minute you come back to Salford City, it's like, blimey, where did this come from? Is it going to be one step at a time?
I think it's going to be more along those lines, right, that you've mentioned at Salford. We've already commissioned additional works around resurfacing the walkways around the ground. We've repositioned the temporary stands that we did have on the Shaftesbury Avenue side of the ground behind one of the goals now. And then we've got new perimeter fencing to go around the pitch. We've got new pitch works to completely tear up the playing surface itself, with a number of other, probably more minor adjustments around the ground. So I've certainly been dropped in at the deep end, but it's been a challenge. It's been enjoyable, and fingers crossed, like I say, if we get a fair slice of luck, we may have it all ready for the start of next season.
Because that's the other thing to say in this interview, isn't it, Lee? Because obviously, because of COVID, it's been ages since me and you talked about an actual football match. Since that time, you've actually moved upstairs. You're now Chief Executive of the club. So how are you finding that role?
Like I say, Ben, really, really enjoying it. You know, it's been a huge sea change for me personally, professionally, from my previous role, not just at this club, but my back history, so to speak. But it's a role that I'm really, really enjoying. You know, getting to work with lots of different people, both internally at the club and, you know, external to the club. And it's a real mental challenge. It's like trying to put a jigsaw puzzle together with lots of moving parts going on at the same time. But it's a really, really, you know, motivating challenge for me, and so far so good, so to speak.
And with the, obviously we spoke about the stadium, but at the same time, another thing on your plate is the fact the club's moving from a hybrid model, which you've had certainly the last time we spoke, to going properly full time. I mean, how's that leap? Because obviously it's easier said than done.
It is, but as you know, Ben, you know, we were pretty far down that. That transitional line already, and we took the decision to kind of complete that transition, and you know, we feel we're obviously very, very sad to see four or five of the, you know, the long-standing, you know, more experienced players leave the football club, who have all served the club extremely well So that was the obvious downside to it. But hopefully, what we've now embarked on brings a lot of opportunities, a lot of pluses to what we can do now in and around our working week, and in our preparations for, games week to week. And we felt that the pros outweighed the cons at the time of the decision, and hopefully that will bear out as time progresses.
And that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, for those who might not be aware of non-league football, there's a few players who quite like being part-time, and it's not necessarily, end of the rainbow, is it? But it's certainly a sign of intent at South Shields. So what do you think, when we do get back to football, whenever that might be, how do you think, you as a club, you're going to take to next season, being a full-time squad? It seems like a silly question, but I do have to ask it. Do you feel like you'll be contenders?
Yeah, of course. We always try and go in every season with the view of being at the top of the pile at the end of the season. That's not being, I hope people listening don't think that that's too bolshy of us, but that's been our ambition. That's been our drive, our motivation, going into each and every season, and this one will be no different. We feel that we've made a lot of improvements to the club off the field, and we feel we can make some improvements on the field as well. I mean, we had the success of the FA Cup last season. Whilst I was still joint manager with Graham, we probably didn't get off to the best start in the league last season compared to our usual standards. But with Graham solely at the helm now, with the assistance of Ryan Smith and John Shaw, we're massively, massively confident that the team can hit the ground running this year and get off to a good start.
And you mentioned the building the club off the pitch, and obviously we started off talking about the stadium, but we do have to talk about the foundations work as well. And I know we've spoke about the great work the foundation did during lockdown, especially. But that work continues. And how important is the foundation to the overall vision of what you're trying to achieve there at South Shields?
It's absolutely integral, Ben, because our impact on the wider community in the South Tyneside area is absolutely fundamental to the success. It's intrinsically linked to our key drivers as a football club, and that is to improve the lives of the people within our community. Hopefully we can give what we have, and we can hopefully continue to give real enjoyment and joy to the people that come and watch our teams play, and hopefully that success on the pitch continues. But outside of match days, it's about establishing those connections with people that maybe need a little bit of a lift in their lives, and when we feel that through the medium of football, well, not just football, but a lot of the activity programs that we put on through our foundational efforts, that we really do improve people's lives in the wider community, and that's a massively strong driver for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And if COVID's taught us one thing, it's how important football clubs are to their communities. I mean,
without a doubt.
Got Newcastle Town coming on shortly, talking about their food bank, and it's like work like this is integral. When it comes back to the footballing side of things, it looks like we're going to be back in August with a pre-season and all that as well. How much are you looking forward to that, Lee? And what's the time frame for the stadium? When can people expect it to be done, as it were, for attendance and things?
Well, I guess there's two parts of that. We're quietly optimistic that from a seating perspective, the stand will be operational by the start of the new season on the 14th of August. But as I've already mentioned, there's a number of other elements of the build in terms of facilities such as a new main bar, kitchen, boardroom facility, new club shop, toilet block facilities that are going to be housed within the structure itself. So, we're less sure that those are going to be absolutely ready in time for the new season. We're obviously going to push as hard as we can to try and make that happen. So, I think having somewhere in the region of an extra 1,000 seats was really important to us. We've been proud of our matchday experience. We've been proud of what the the experience that that fans get when they're at the ground. But there was no two ways about it. You know yourself, we've had some really big crowds here at South Shields over the last few years, and up until this point, we've only had a couple of hundred seats available for fans. So that's something that we felt we had to address as a priority. So from day one of next season, fingers crossed that, you know, that particular element will be well and truly addressed.
Hopefully as well. Just a personal opinion, Lee. The last time I was there, it was absolutely freezing. So a heater in the press box would be good as well.
It is today as well.
Yeah. That'd be nice. But yeah, looking forward to the return of football as well, Lee. A final 100%. Question.
Yeah, you know, I've spoken to so many, like I say, people internally at the club and fans and other people external to the club. And the one thing that just keeps coming out in conversation is how much people have missed football. And it's just, I think they're really going to be counting down the days as to when we can see the South Shields team back on that pitch, and we'll all massively look forward to that day.
South Shields Chief Executive Lee Picton there joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Let's go from the North East now to Staffordshire and to Newcastle Town, who have become the latest recipients of funding from the Trident Community Foundation, funds which will help grow the Newcastle Town Food Bank. And for more on this, we should be joined by Club Director at Newcastle Town. It's a welcome to the show to Gavin Appleby. Well, Gavin, a big thank you for joining us. And first, a big congratulations for all the great work that's being done here with the Food Bank at Newcastle Town. Tell us a bit more about it and how much work's going on there at the club.
Yeah, I think the first thing to say is this is actually the brainchild of our clubhouse manager, Steve Christie, who's done this sort of thing on and off over the years, just on a personal level, just helping out local community and people who need that support. So it's really his brainchild that he brought to the table during the very first lockdown. And, you know, essentially it was to create this food bank and this hub and to get the club really in that properly community involvement. And This is where it all stemmed from, really.
Obviously, as well, like you touched upon there, Steve Christie in the clubhouse, but also it is the whole squad coming together as well, isn't it? And everyone, really. I mean, the
first team had a bit of a whip round and raised quite a bit of money. Obviously, we've got a number of junior teams here, which we asked the junior teams for donations. It was difficult at times because you're trying to obey all the COVID guidance rules, you know, etc. But on the whole, you know, the whole club really got involved, which was great to see as well, that they were all getting involved and donating tins and all the stuff that, you know, that's needed. So, you know, that was really good to see that we got a real whole club involvement.
And it's not just the club, is it? I mean, you're working closely with all kinds of organisations as well to deliver this much-needed work.
Yeah, we've got quite a number of connections, you know, YMCA. We've got a local college, Region College, which, you know, really is when the next stage of the funding comes in. We want to get them heavily involved, giving their youngsters a chance to help us run the food bank, because they work with youngsters with mild and severe disabilities, both mental and physical. So it's also giving back in another arm now through that partnership. We've had the partnership with Region for quite a while, but bringing him in on the food bank seemed a really good thing to do.
And in recent weeks, we've been talking to quite a few clubs who've been recipients of grant money from the Trident Community Foundation. I mean, it's been cracking what's been going on here with this financial support. I mean, how important is this for this project and what you're trying to achieve at the club?
Well, I think, you know, let's call a spade a spade. Without it, the project wouldn't be getting off the ground any further than what it has done. Obviously, our ambition is to run one all year round, 52 weeks of the year. And without the money, there's, you know, particularly through this COVID situation, the club just wouldn't be able to do it. So I think the money's crucial in not just our project. I know there's been grants allocated for a number of projects. It's just vital. These things don't start without the money. You know, it sounds cynical and, you know, it's always money, 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 but, you know, a project like this just wouldn't get started. We've got a little room that we want to convert. You know, that's going to cost us £1,000 to get the room up to standard. So, these things can't run. So, you know, the Trident Fund's been crucial, really, in helping us, you know, to start, because we're only at the start of this process, really, to take you through. Yeah, we can do little bits and fit little bits in, as we have done, but to run this all year round, it needs that investment. And that's what we've been very lucky to be granted it from the Trident Fund. And some of our other sponsors are helping us out a little bit as well to get it all off the ground. So, yeah, it's crucial, really, in a nutshell.
Unfortunately, it's crucial as well, because obviously we're talking about a rich country, and we're having to, you know, clubs are having to do this. But, you know, you're not the only club having to do this. I've spoken to Marine, FC United, South Shields, loads of clubs providing food banks. I mean,
Aston United do one,
yes,
as well.
They do.
I had a good chat with the Aston United guy, and he gave us some tips and guidance, really, on how they've done theirs. And,
oh, brilliant.
You know, that's all part of the community working together, isn't it, of course?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was kind of leading towards, the fact that, you know, during COVID, obviously, football clubs have been struggling, really, and here,
yes,
we're seeing the value of football clubs and filling a very, very important void and supporting communities, not just in Newcastle and Staffordshire, but across the country.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think even more so now than before the pandemic, people are actually accepting that we're not all fighting against each other. We are on the pitch, yeah, when Newcastle Town play whoever the opposition is of the day, we are enemies on the pitch, no doubt about it. But off the pitch, it doesn't have to be like that. We can all work together, and we can all do as best for the communities we serve. I mean, we're on the border of really affluent areas, but we're also on the border of real areas of poverty and deprivation. So the project can touch far and wide for us as well, as I'm sure it will for the clubs you mentioned previously.
And like you touched upon earlier about that work you do with that partnership with Regent College and that, I mean, reading the article on the mpl.co.uk, there's a longer term ambition there as well to hook up with mental health and wellbeing services and, you know, support that area of the community too. So, I mean, it's all heading in the right direction there at Newcastle Town.
Well, it's baby steps, because these projects don't just grow straight away. You have to take step by step, and, you know, we try to take at the club, not just with this stuff, but with all stuff, a long-term view and approach on things. And that's the same with this. We appreciate the pandemic's been very hard for people in terms of the mental health, and I think, you know, longer term, we hope that this can feed from the food bank, expand, like you say, through the partnership with Regent, into something slightly wider, and we can certainly help with the mental health. And there's a lot of good charities around, of course, at the moment for mental health. But, you know, whether there's enough is another matter, I think.
And just going back to that Trident community funding side of it as well, and it's like you mentioned earlier about the number of kids you've got playing for the club and how you're managing now to reach out to communities who need that support, and also, like we touched upon here, you know, branching out as well and supporting mental health and wellbeing areas of the community too. Newcastle Town, it's all heading in that direction there, where Newcastle Town are a slap bang right in the centre of the community.
Yeah, and, you know, we've got, as you've said, we've probably got over 500 kids playing football every week under our umbrella, maybe even more now. We've got, therefore, 500 parents minimum involved. So we touch a lot of people, you know, in terms of the reach. So you have to be prepared to give back, you know, as well to them with regards to, you know, supporting some of the challenges that they have. And, you know, it's not easy. We're not trained counsellors, but, you know, our role can be a supportive one and a positive one. And you're quite right. We want to sit slap bang in the middle of the community, not just for somebody that says, well, I really want to watch your first team play every week. That's one angle. But somebody that actually said, I want to come down to your ground for a couple of hours a week and I'll do a bit of gardening and have a chat and a cup of tea and feel good about myself and what I've achieved in the day. So we are looking at that wider picture now, because ultimately we are that community club.
Yes, absolutely. And final question, Gavin. Speaking of the community and that kind of thing, like we mentioned earlier about, you know, the squad coming together and donating food and that kind of thing, how can people get involved and help support all this?
Well, all we would say is get involved in any way that you possibly can, whether that would be 1 hour a week, 20 minutes a week, 20 hours a week. You get involved how you can, whether it be dropping food off, whether it be helping us promote it through the social media, sharing it out, passing it on to people that you think need the support. Everybody has to help in the best way that they can. So we're not crying out for, we just need this particular role. Anybody who, or this particular item of food, anybody that wants to help or donate, we'll gratefully accept it in whatever capacity they want to come on board in. So just as with you guys, a lot of it is just get in touch with the socials and they can point you in the right direction.
Newcastle Town Director Gavin Appleby there joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And that's it for this week's show. A big thank you to both Gavin and Lee for joining me this week. Remember, for the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you make sure that you all have a lovely weekend and stay safe. Bye-bye.